At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Trial of Ashley Benefield, it is getting underway. This is the Black Swan murder trial. We've been talking about it on and off for the last year, but now it is coming into the spotlight as she faces the charges for allegedly murdering her husband, Doug Benefield, amongst a very contentious custody battle and divorce that had a little more twist to this, was supposedly, on Doug's understanding, being called off. But on her understanding, not so much. Doug was there to pack the truck. She was talking to her attorney about, let's do this Monday. It's a lot of confusion. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. This is such a weird one where there's so many moving parts. He said, she said. What's your overall take on this case as we're about to hear the arguments made in court?
I think the bottom line is the jury is going to have to examine the forensic evidence on scene. And if she shot him in the back, which is my understanding, and she shot him twice, and there is no signs, from my understanding, of any physical abuse of her that day at that time, I think it's going to be really hard to argue a domestic battery defense.
How much is it going to hurt her, the fact, if you go with the domestic battery defense or the battered spouse defense, basically stating, yeah, maybe it wasn't that life or death moment when he came at her, but there had been life or death moments in the past, and she was acting out of fear, acting out of instinct because of what she knew he might be capable of. But the problem is the judge, when they were already trying to have this case thrown out, said, there's not one scintilla of truth to your stories about abuse.
Right. The whole stand your ground defense was not allowed, and the physical abuse defense doesn't really make a lot of sense because they can't find any evidence. I mean, I'm surprised she's going to trial. And when you look at her, the victim here, he was a high-ranking person in the Navy. I mean, by all accounts, he was a very decent man. And I think the other big problem for the defense is going to be motive. This motive just jumps off the page. It's something we see over and over again, is the motive for one spouse killing the other, and that's wanting custody of their children.
And that's where it seems to have gotten very, very tricky. They were talking about trying to have this divorce taken off the table. The judge actually said to them, you know, we're going to do a psych eval before we just go forward with your request, which is kind of interesting. That's stating the judge is thinking, maybe something's a little off here in this way of thinking. And we already know them to be very compulsive individuals, getting married after just 13 days of knowing one another. So that history is certainly there. Someone who is very quick to go down a road. We're probably talking, my speculation, a personality disorder of some sort. But the fact that there was discussion of having the divorce taken off the table, at least the two of them were thinking that together at one point, unbeknownst apparently to Doug until he was there helping to load that U-Haul. Suddenly she's like, no, I think I'm going to stay here and go on Monday. And the fact that then she realized with her divorce attorney that she wouldn't necessarily then have full custody of the kids. It'd have to be shared. And that's when things seem to go horribly wrong.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be very interested to see if the judge allows, or because I think they'll try to put the child on the stand just to talk about the relationship. I think, you know, I don't know what the child will say, but we've seen it in other trials where they put the children on to describe their situation and to show if there was any volatility and so on and so forth. And I think it puts a child, especially this is a young child, in such a horrible situation, but we've seen this child protesting.
We have now, so, but the child's been a little bit older now. She would have been a toddler, basically, at this point in time, or maybe not even. So, I mean, what she's able to testify to is probably next to nothing. And all that she knows is you know, what she's been fed from mom and grandma. And, of course, it's going to be on the side of mom. We saw her out there with the sign, "Keep my mommy free," which I get it. Seemed a little, I don't know, tasteless, it is what it is. It's other than her arguments against him, there being no physical evidence of abuse. You know, there's many cases where there is no evidence and there truly is abuse, but there's also many where there people are just making shit up to get custody of their child. And this is kind of what this is looking like. It's not to excuse or to blame victims or to discount victims, but not everybody who claims they're a victim is a victim.
No, you're right. And what they're looking for, of course, I mean, if I were the defense, my strategy would be all about voir dire. Mm-hmm. I want to get as many women on that jury as I possibly can and hope that one of those women that is on that jury has suffered some sort of domestic abuse that they've kept quiet about, that they've never spoken about, but that occurred, and that they have a holdout and they get a hung jury. To me, that's really what the defense, in the underbelly, what they're going for.
I'm curious to know what they have in terms of digital evidence. That's something that we haven't really heard about here yet. We haven't heard any information about Google searches, about texting back and forth. I'm really curious to see the text between Ashley and her mother, because mom happened to be away with the child at a park when this all took place, out of the home. And she was staying with her mom. So there's obviously a relationship there of trust, of for safety. And I'm curious to know if there was any knowledge or just what was the language being used about Doug in those days, weeks, moments leading up to this. I'm wondering if that's going to tell us a lot more as well.
I just can't imagine that they don't have strong digital evidence. And, you know, people just make mistakes all the time with their Google searches and the things they say, and then they erase it and think it's erased, only it's not really erased. So I agree with you, Tony. We haven't seen it, but I bet we see something during trial. And if it's strong, it's going to be very difficult, I think, to make this case.
The scales they're not in her favor already. And one has to think that there's still a much stronger case from the state that's going to be presented in court. I'll wait to make my judgment, but it's not looking very good. This is looking kind of like a big lie that got way the hell out of hand. We'll find out. I want to hear the evidence and see exactly what that shows before we make a final judgment. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thanks for joining us to discuss.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.